if there are situations where it causes areas with joint function limitations, or they're sort of restricting a certain area of movement in the body, then we may have to consider either resurfacing the area using a combination of artificial dermal matrices, or we can consider some simple scar release surgery with what we call the local flaps, or simply other sort of free flaps types of surgery in order to resurface the area to regain the full function of a particular joint around the neck or in other parts of the body where it is limiting the function. And occasionally, we may also consider using tissue expansion, which is essentially a balloon that was inserted underneath the skin layer, and that area gets expanded over a period of time, and that again helps to recruit extra skin in order to help to resurface the burn scars. And overall, in terms of what you can expect after any forms of surgery, that will very much depending on the type of intervention that we applied. And as you can hear from the podcast, there are lots of different range of surgery and different indication. But in particular, in the reconstructive scar aspect, what we really wanted to achieve is to bring in some new healthy skin into the area where the scar is thick and contracted, in order to allow a return to the function. And we also wanted to allow the patient to feel that the area that was that has the burn scar feels softer and more like the normal skin. And that's ultimately what the surgery is trying to achieve. And again, in terms of what is the postoperative sort of recovery period, again, that will very much depend on the procedure that was offered. But for example, with steroid injection and laser for burn scars, there's very minimal downtime for the patient. It generally just require a week or two of good skin care with some moisturizers, and that will generally allow the patient to return to their full activity. If there's any other form of sort of more invasive surgery required with the different flaps or resurfacing, the postoperative recovery is often longer, and that could be up to sort of 4 to 6 weeks, again, depending on the exact nature of the surgery itself.